If I might add a few thoughts to what has gone on already, we have been considering very greatly the obedience of the Lord Jesus, the obedience to the Word of God. And I'd just like to look at the passage we have in Psalm 119. Which is a very instructive passage in relation to the Word of God and its effect on us. In verse, 11. Yes. Verse 11 of Psalm 119, it says, "Your word, with my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." And in verse 18, "Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law or your word." Thank you. I'm a little, much better. And in verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." I'd also like to look at Daniel chapter 1. Verse 8. "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." The thought of the Word of God being hidden in our hearts, it's a very valuable thought for us. It is also a very practical thought for us as believers. Because not only should we study the Word of God, not only should we know it, because one has known, there are many people who can recite the Word of God and can apply it to many situations, and yet it is not hidden in their hearts. There is no obedience to it. They can only say it. Here we have, "Your word have I hid in my heart." How is that possible? It is that as we study the Word of God, that it reaches down into our hearts. It affects our desires, our aspirations, that all of these are affected by the Word of God. And in Samuel, we see in Daniel, we see an example of it. When it says Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat, it is in fact that because he had the Word of God hidden in his heart, his reaction to what the king had provided for them was not compatible with the Word of God. If the word of God was not hidden in his heart, he would not have had any problem with it. Just like others of the Jewish nations who were there, of the king's seed, of the royal family, they were given the king's meat and the king's food, and they had it because the word of God was not hidden in their hearts. But in Daniel, he had hidden the word. The word of God which told him that he should not eat things sacrificed to idols. And as a Jew, he could not do these things. And for him, that was very important. So he did not consider himself, because in those days, those kings were despotic. They could just cut his head off for one reason or the other. But here, he depended on God. God's word, it seems to Daniel, was sure. And he grew that way as we read of the whole history of Daniel in the king's palace and all that he did and all that the positions that he was given. And even in every way, there are many who tried to cross him and who tried to get him killed. Yet Daniel believed God, and it developed in him because he had God's word. When they said that he shouldn't pray, he prayed. Because praying to God, if we read in Samuel, in Chronicles, where when the temple of God was dedicated, he said, wherever we are, if we are praying, we will turn to Jerusalem and pray. And he asked that God would answer them. And so Daniel did not stop praying. He opened his window and he looked towards Jerusalem and he prayed. The penalty of that was that he would be thrown in the lion's den. But that did not cause him any difficulty in his own life, in his own heart, because the word of God to him was paramount. And there we find that he did that. They threw him in the lion's den. The king, who was very appreciative of what Daniel could do, he was distraught that Daniel, because he had written this and it could not be changed, that Daniel would be cast into the den of lion. And the scripture tells us that he couldn't sleep all night because of that. But the one who had the word of God hidden in his heart, he was at rest. He was at peace because he knew that whatever God did would be right. And God saved him from the lions. And those who were the men who threw him in there, there was a thought that, you know, maybe the lions were fed. Maybe that's why they didn't eat him. Yet when they were thrown in there, before they even reached the bottom of the den, the lions went, consumed them. And it brings to us that thought that as we hide the word of God in our hearts, then we will be kept from sinning against him. The word of God is sure and the word of God is true. We can also see that for us today, that God has given his word for every situation in which we might find ourselves. It may not name the particular situation, but it gives us that which is parallel to what we are experiencing. And if we hold that, and it is not a matter of Daniel didn't wait until he was fed with the king's food, before he thought of it, because it said he had already committed himself to the fact that he will not defile himself. And so for us today, we have the word of God which will keep us. For example, the word of God tells us that, I'm using some simple examples just to help us. The word of God says, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. Very simple. But if we commit that, and that commit that to our hearts, then we will appreciate that when the occasion arises, when we might be tempted to lie or to deceive, which is a very easy thing for one to do, we will be kept from doing it because the Lord will bring that out to us, that it is something that is against him. It is an abomination, and therefore we will recognize this if the word of God has reached down into our hearts. The word of God, which studying it and knowing it verbally, it's an intellectual exercise. If it has not reached down in our hearts and affected our desires and our aspirations, then we will not be able to act accordingly. And so in many situations, the word of God tells us what is wrong, and we need to study it, and not only study it, but study the implication of what the word of God, what it means, and the implication of not keeping the word. There are many examples. I give one simple one, and I'm sure we can find many others. Obedience is very important to the Lord. And we read of the Lord Jesus that he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Was not a part of the Godhead, because they were one in nature, and therefore the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, each one would have the same thought, the same in relation to anything. So the scripture, by saying they're one in nature and in purpose. And so nothing can change that. The Lord Jesus, when he became man, there was a difference. He was God and he remained God. But as man, in order to be a great high priest who could deal with things concerning us, he learned obedience. He suffered. The scripture speaks of him crying with tears. We find him in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, as I was discussing before, when he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." In that, we see that he learned that he must be obedient to the Father. And that was an example for us, because he leaves us an example that we should follow his steps. And so we also need to learn obedience from the things that happen to us. And sometimes, as we have in James, that when we have suffering, when we have untoward experiences, we become so enmeshed with these experiences that we don't appreciate that the Lord is there for us, and that, as it says in James, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. Sorry. So that once we have experiences, we can, from committed to the Lord, and he will give us what is necessary. He give us the wisdom to deal with it. Because when we are dealing with it apart from the Lord, we become so involved and so enmeshed with these things that we are not clear in our thinking in relation to what the Lord wants us to do. But if we are, if the Word of God is hidden in our heart, then we will apply the Word of God to these situations. And it is when we apply it to these situations, then we will find that we will have good success. We will find that we are more than conquerors through him that loves us so. And then we read of in verse 18, open mine eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law, which is, you know, from the Word of God. Open my eyes. And that needs to be the desire of us, the desire of our hearts, in our hearts, that the Lord will open our eyes. It doesn't mean that our eyes are closed. It means that he'll open our understanding of his word and what he says. And it is as we understand it and it becomes a part of our hearts, a part of our decision process, then we will be affected by it. If it is not a part of our decision process, then we won't be affected by it. And it is very important. Most time people say, well, young people, you need to do this. But I would say, brethren, young and old, we have to allow the Word of God to reach down in our hearts and to bring us to that point. And not just to wait until something happens, but have it previously, so that Scripture says, thou shalt not steal. You shouldn't steal. And it tells you that you shouldn't be deceptive. No. I shouldn't wait until an occasion arises when I can, this prospect is before me, that I'm going to say, well, what is it the Lord wants? What I need to do beforehand is when I meditate on the Word of God and I see what the Word of God says in relation to these things. Now, unless we read them and meditate on them, we won't know. And the Spirit of God will not be able to take of the things of Christ because we have not entered into these things. We need to give the Spirit material on which to work. We have to read the Word of God, meditate on it, and seek to obey it when the occasion arises. And this has to be done beforehand. And the example of Daniel is a very good one for us, in that it is beforehand that he did this. So when he arrived, when the occasion arose, when he should be following what the king has set forth, and we have to remember that he was a captive, and he didn't have any rights, but he was also one of God's people. And he loved the Lord, and the word of God meant much to him. Oh, that we also will find with these few words, there are many other things that one could bring out, but that we would find the importance of the word of God dwelling in our hearts. And if we do that, then we will be more than conquerors.